good.
Original for personnel.
Thank you.
So, hand me your notepad.
My notepad?
Thank you.
Now. Yeah, no. No.
Okay. Who's the boy?
That's Mary's.
There's your answer.
Everything.
You've been asking her for credit cards again, haven't you?
And a new Suburban.
Yeah.
What do they need a Suburban for?
Right.
Because the other one's going to break down one day.
Yeah.
Well, so am I, but that doesn't mean you get a new one of me.
We'll keep the old one.
No, you don't get
the
new one.
We'll keep the old one.
Absolutely.
Send you to Niobrara County.
Exactly.
Are you media?
Oh, well, good for you.
She solved the problem.
There we go, right here. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, we were wondering.
Did you like the response I sent to you on that?
No.
No.
Play that again.
Yeah.
No.
So, gentlemen, I regret to inform you that I'm in a position where I need to resign. We will be moving back to the Appalachian area. Sharon's oncologist is a graduate of Vanderbilt University and Vanderbilt Medical School, and he has contacts back east that will be able to provide her with whatever treatment is decided on. So, I'm out of here.
You didn't even ask.
For what?
If you could go.
It's much easier to ask forgiveness than permission.
Okay.
And it's, the house is under contract. We sold a heck of a lot. Anybody needs a large Western looking armoire, please feel free to contact me. I can get you one cheap. Anyway, so I've spoken with Casey Lear. I've spoken with Clay Kaner. I've spoken with Judge Hawes. I've spoken with my magistrate, Neil Stelting. I've provided them all a copy of the draft position description. This looks like nothing like what you guys used to hire me.
We were just talking about that.
And it's just sort of, this is what I do. So the proposal is that we immediately advertise the position, try to make closing of advertisement quick, a couple of weeks, see if we get any response. If we don't, then extend it.
Okay.
Clay.
Is Judge Hawes involved in that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good.
Clay Kaner wants to take the lead in terms of setting up appointments, putting together the interview board and such. What you guys are going to need to think about is what it's going to look like. And I suppose a lot of that depends on the qualifications of who you hire or who is hired and whether you want to delegate that authority down to Clay and Judge Hawes and Casey to come up with somebody they like or not. When I was initially hired, I reported to Ralph Boynton. I'm getting blank looks.
I remember.
No, yeah. I'm nodding my head.
Yeah. No, I thought you were just hot and warm and sleepy.
That too.
Okay. for a variety of reasons that don't bear repeating, Bill Kramer asked Judge Hawes to become my immediate supervisor, and he has done so. I tend to work with minimal supervision. If I have a question, I go to the judge or Mary. And I don't bother you too often, I hope. So I would recommend doing the same thing. Judge Hawes is still willing to provide supervision, depending on whether you feel as comfortable with whoever's hired as you do or don't with me. You may want to ask Clay or Casey to take that supervision over. It is better for the drug court if it is an independent like Judge Hawes. He doesn't have a political fight to handle. Boynton would decide whether or not somebody would come into the court and then tell me how he expected me to vote. Mm. I don't handle that sort of dictation well.
You're not broke to leave.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, that's where you're at. There are some collateral things that I picked up. You know, come and think of it, I blame a lot of this on your predecessors. However, you have coordinated care, of which you invest my time and $1,000 a year. Coordinated care is the majority of the social work agencies in the county getting together, trying to develop projects between themselves rather than trying to provide unnecessary duplication of services. Mm-hmm. It is... they get together about 6 times a year. Sometimes we hold a training. You guys don't spend more than $1,000 on it. I think it's an excellent investment for what you get out of it. Even if it's not quantifiable, what you have are agencies that are working together and developing things. For example, I'm sure you've all heard of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. That has in the past been handled by United Way out of United Way of Southwest Wyoming. As a result of that, it has been taken in-house. Becky Gregory's
Learning Center.
Learning Center. Thank you. Yeah. That place. It involves small creatures. Mm-hmm. Has taken that on solely and taken that away from United Way, which allows United Way to provide money, whatever limited money they collect out of the county, to other agencies in the county. But it's that sort of thing. You've got the PAC working with the Rural Healthcare District on something called Healthy You. Again, it's just the development of the agencies working together. It keeps your community cohesive, and it keeps them from trying to chase the same buck doing the same thing. So that's one of the collateral duties I have. Aaron Priest, who happens to be the guy that has a contract on my house, he's a therapist over at Southwest Counseling, and he has indicated an interest in doing the paperwork side of that if you guys no longer want whomever to do it. It was created at your all's direction, but he's willing to. There's, like I said, $1,000 involved. And he could definitely run those through whoever takes my spot, if you want to go that route. The other thing you need to keep in mind is that this position was created at a set salary with no step increases available. If there is pay raise, it's because either you guys have done a cost of living across the board or the judge has said she needs more money. Okay. Since it can be longer term than was anticipated, I think you might want to consider next budget cycle putting some step increases into the equation. And last but not least, my understanding is that it is the third lowest paid position in the county. That's what I've been told. I haven't looked. I really didn't care. But I think for what you expect to have done, like this, it probably deserves a little bit more money. Not that it's in the budget for this year. I get that. But think of it in the future. Last but not least, Wyoming Department of Health is still the oversight agency for drug courts in the state. Because you guys continue to fund us solely, we have followed their rules to the letter. We have participated in everything that they have required, even though they have no oversight of us, because you guys choose to provide our funding. That has been a tremendous luxury for me. All of the other coordinators in the state have to go beg for money from the state, and they have to do fundraising, and they have to do grant writing and such. It frees up, I'd say, 25 to 30% of my time to do this stuff that I don't have to go chase their other person's almighty dollar. So, that's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of a person are we looking for? I mean, can you give something in the background of a person that...
The description I was told was that you need somebody who is both steel and cotton. You need somebody who can work very independently. This is not a position that anybody is going to do a good job at if somebody is required to look over their shoulder all the time. You need somebody who is comfortable with a variety of computer programs so that learning the state's database won't be an issue. You need somebody who likes numbers. Doesn't have to be a CPA, doesn't have to have a major in it, but you need somebody who likes numbers. You also need somebody who is willing to learn about addiction as a medical model, as opposed to addiction as a moral model. You need somebody that can pretend to be, that can be compassionate.
Whoops.
But that can think about that, but also looking at what's best for the community long term. You know, your investment in a treatment court is a long-term investment, and you're hoping to break multi-generational cycles of addiction and abuse.
So, Kathy, with this job description, what would you suggest, or what do you know, what would we list as prerequisite qualifications?
I would ask for somebody with a bachelor's degree. It would be nice if they have something in the way of drug court experience or court-supervised programs. There's drug courts, DUI courts. What we have is a hybrid drug DUI court. There's veterans courts. There are even in the big cities, John's courts and prostitute courts. So somebody who has some experience in that would be great. If they don't, I didn't have a tremendous amount, but I was quite willing to learn. They need to be able to think, to make decisions. They need to be able to herd cats, look at the long term. You have to be able to keep your team following the rules and moving forward, but you have to stay back far enough so that they don't realize that they're being herded most of the time.
Good job.
Thanks.
When you say a BA, do they make this animal in terms of you can get a BA in accounting or other?
No, not in drug courts.
Okay.
But you would look for something in social work, criminal justice, or related fields.
Okay.
And either of those two, coming from either background, is a good way to approach this.
The work record of working independently?
Yes.
Betty, you had a comment?
I'd just like to make a comment. I served on the advisory board for Kathy for I don't know how many years. Still am on it, I think, but it's not having much business lately. One thing I observed about Kathy in this position is she's extremely disciplined, and she expects things, yes, done a particular way. And Kathy, I know you've had to make some decisions regarding individuals that were probably very heartbreaking for you, but you were able to stick to your guns, and that's something that has to be built into this person who takes your job, I think. I just think I'd like to say Kathy brought this court to where it is today, and because of the court, I think we have served a good many Sublette County residents and probably saved the county a lot of money by the services that have been provided to them and the ability they've been given to put their lives back in order and support their families. So I think it's something that really should be.
Well, I think Kathy set the target and the goal with the recidivism rate.
Okay, yeah, that's a bit on the hopeful side.
I understand.
But mine is 19% in totality, and I think that's pretty damn good. Nationwide, drug courts tend to aim then the 27% range, and they'd be lucky to have me.
Well, Kathy, we...
Oh, and modesty, yeah. Make sure modesty's on
there. And she's very modest.
confident but modest.
We regretfully accept your resignation and wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
It's been fun. I moved here, we moved here with the intention of this is where we were going to live the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And this is not what we wanted, but it's what has to happen, so there's no point crying over it. But I do have a couple of huge pieces of furniture that need homes.
Can I ask you to avoid my wife?
I don't know. Wasn't she looking for a kitten recently?
Oh, we got two. See, everything comes in pairs. I haven't known you very long, but I've enjoyed getting to know you.
No, thank you so much.
You was always a happy face to see in the room.
Yeah. And thank you for all your hard work.
You're welcome. Are the dates acceptable?
Yes.
Because I can, if necessary, stretch it out one more week.
No.
But
we're okay.
Okay.
We're fine.
All righty. So, do you want me to run the advertisements? Do you run the advertisements?
I'll run the advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
I'll run the advertisement.
Okay.
So you'll get with Clay.
Yeah, sounds like I should probably get with
a,
yeah.
Let Clay run it, huh?
Get a plan. Yeah.
Really, I truly encourage you to use Clay, the sheriff, and the judge as part of the interview process.
Yeah.
It really would be in the best interest of the position because they are the ones that are going to work with them day in and day out.
Kathy, off the subject.
Yes,
when will you be resigning from the health care door?
I am giving them my resignation tomorrow, effective after the meeting on the 18th.
Okay.
All righty. Well, best of luck to you. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Good luck, Kathy.
Yep.
Thank you.
Avoid my wife.
You know, there's. I swear that sentence came with chocolate, didn't you?
It did.
Yeah.
It
I'll did. Bring you a whole bunch. Save me moving furniture.
Yeah. Thanks for the job description.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that help?
That helps. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just discussing. We have no idea
who I am or what I do.
No. What
to
get this one?
Yeah. Okay. That was easy. Anything else you guys need?
That's it from us.
That's it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Unless you know of a replacement.
I've had two people approach me already, and I wanted to be able to say we're going to be advertising the position from here to here and interviewing from here to here. I can't until you guys.
I'll get with Clay tomorrow.
Okay.
Or as soon as we can.
Okay.
And we'll get it posted up and set the dates, and then we'll let you know.
Okay. A couple of places. I don't know where you normally post. But for drug court positions, I would also use Indeed, if that's one of the recruiting websites that you use. And the other one is shoot an email to the National Association of Drug Court Professionals, NADCP.
Okay.
Both of those could prove helpful and useful.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kelly.
You bet.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
See you.
Are you guys done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, what a gorgeous afternoon.